Halifax's Executive Standing Committee made amendments to the campaign finance bylaw on Monday morning. Mayor Mike Savage said his concerns with campaign contributions is around wealthy candidates having an advantage.
Here, we are allowing an individual to single-handedly, because they happen to be wealthy enough, to finance half of their campaign, and their spouse and assumedly their children could contribute even more. There's two purposes to campaign finance. One is transparency and accountability, so that people know who's contributing to the political process. The other, in my view, is to try to develop some kind of equity. And what we're doing is saying it's okay for somebody with money to start with a built-in advantage over everybody else. I just don't get that. I thought we had looked at changing that to think to 5,000. Your survey of councillors obviously came back and said they didn't see a problem with the current situation. I do.
Councillor David Hensby said the committee should consider the rising costs of campaign expenses.
Some people may not have the social connections or networks to raise money, so they may have to pay for themselves. So it's a two-sided coin when it comes to campaign financing. Those who have the money or those who can get the money. You know, those are two different sides of the equation here. So I think that, I finance most of my campaigns. I do accept some donations, but the majority has always been self-funded.
Councillor Wei Mason said that candidates should be using donations to help with campaign costs.
So I'm non-aligned, and I raised the most money of anybody in my first campaign and then in my second campaign who ran for council. I raised 22%, I think, of my first election was from donations, $25 and under. So I hear what you're saying, but I'm quite confident that, and I hear what you're saying, David. I hear what you're saying, Councillor Lovelace, but I know you can raise money because I've done it. And to you, Councillor Hensby, but you also have to get the votes to win, right? Like you have to be able to have a network where you can raise money. And sometimes it's $5 at a time. I had a lot of $5 donations my first election. So, making a donation isn't beyond people, but ultimately you have to connect that money with actually getting votes.
The committee made amendments that will remove the word spouse from the bylaw and allow candidates to contribute no more than $17,700 per election.